Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Weber, Chief Pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit and aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Rich Weber, with the Florida Aviation Network, and we're broadcasting in the clear from the Howard Hughes exhibit here in the Florida Air Museum at Sun and Fun 2013, which is the 39th annual exhibition and fly-in at the Lakeland Linder Regional Airport here in Lakeland, Florida. And with me today, my guest is Chris Pulm from the Sennheiser. Welcome.
Hi, Rick.
Appreciate you coming in and taking some of your time out of the busy schedule to talk to us about Sennheiser and what's going on.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, give us a little history about Sennheiser and what all products, in other words, kind of where they've been and where they are and how that also relates to aviation and some of those things.
Okay. Well, Sennheiser is actually really well known in the audio world as being one of the leading audio specialists. We make products in pro audio. Most of the famous musicians that you see around, Pink, all these type of people, they use Sennheiser gear. So that's where Sennheiser is well known. We're not as well known yet in the aviation world, and that's what we're trying to change. Mm-hmm. And we make aviation headsets both for the general aviation market as well as for the pro market, meaning in the airline cockpits. That's something where we're actually one of the market leaders, particularly among the European airlines. But we're really trying to break into the general aviation market as well. And with our new product line, the S1 family, we believe that we have the right product to be able to push us forward into that market.
I think you're right, because it is an excellent product, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But so basically, Sennheiser started out in the audio industry.
Correct.
And have just kind of developed and were they mostly like just what types of products did they have just in the audio industry?
Microphones and headphones. That's really where we started. The microphone business is our strong business. And if you look at a microphone and a headphone and you combine those two, what do you get? You get an aviation headset.
Right.
So basically we took our core competences, merged them together, and figured that we could use that to come up with products that could benefit all pilots, both professional and recreational pilots.
Excellent. So what products do they have out now that, looking at the general aviation side, can tell us, you know, there's some competition out there.
There sure is.
And
that's healthy.
That's healthy, and there's been some competition out there that's kind of been the standard, for the top of the line. Because, in the past, we started out flying with just regular headsets and of different brands that were not noise canceling.
Correct.
And then along comes the advent of the noise canceling headset.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a great thing that was. Because I started out back in without the noise canceling headsets, and man, it was like a dream come true when you're able to hit that switch and it brings the sound down. And so that has been a great plus. So
yeah, and we've actually taken that noise cancellation technology a step further by introducing something that we call digitally adaptive noise cancellation technology, because there's every cockpit, every engine is different. Mm-hmm. And one of the goals when we set out to design our S1 family was to make a headset that adapts as much as possible to different environments, to different people wearing it. And one of the steps in that was actually designing the digital technology, which constantly resamples the noise environment in the cockpit by pressing a button on the side of the headset and then optimizing the noise cancellation curve based on whatever engine noise, whatever different noises you have in the cockpit, and then giving the best possible noise cancellation that you can have, essentially making it safer and quieter to fly. And that's what it's all about. It's about comfort and safety. And that's what we're trying to do, and we believe we have the right product to kickstart us with that.
Well, that's good news to hear, because I have flown with some headsets that felt like you had a vice on your head.
Yeah.
And you spend much time flying with them, and it gives you a headache.
Exactly.
And they don't have the noise canceling features, which I can tell you, frankly, it's a great asset. Mm-hmm. I actually fly helicopters and airplanes, and so typically I fly with a helmet because I fly for the Sheriff's Aviation Unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so typically it's with a helmet, but I have flown for some different types of other types of flying in the helicopter with a noise-canceling headset, and it happens to be the competitors, is just what I'm provided with. However,
maybe we can change that.
And it's old. It's older technology. Doesn't have some of the new technology that I like to talk to you about for our viewers to see what there is. Some of the Bluetooth and some of those things.
Yeah.
And but I can tell you that in helicopters and even in airplanes, that some of the airplanes I fly every day, one of them particularly is a Piper Aerostar.
Okay.
The engines are fairly near the two front seats, so it can be quite noisy on takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that even with the noise canceling feature, when you take off, you have to really listen. If the tower were to give you some instructions, and that's important, it's safety for pilots. So
absolutely,
this new technology that you guys have, you know, with Sennheiser, that's state of the art. And I like to. Can you tell me what makes that so such good quality? What they're doing with the digital, how does that really
work?
Well,
it's essentially, I mean, most people remember from the older days when you had equalizers in your home, all the little mm-hmm. devices with all the little
yes.
sliders that you can move up and down. Essentially, that's what our headset does, but electronically. So it's a digital process whereby we sample the noise environment in the cockpit. There's little microphones outside on the headset, and then it gets processed with a relatively complex, and I'm not an engineer, so I can't tell you what happens inside that little black box.
That's okay.
I'll leave that up to our engineers to do. But it essentially resamples it constantly, and it adjusts that curve, essentially giving you different positions of the sliders automatically.
As the noise changes.
Correct.
So it could be the change between just starting up the aircraft, taxiing out, takeoff, which I just mentioned can be quite loud
mm-hmm.
in some different aircraft. And then once you know, after you take off, then the cruise then typically is quieter.
Correct.
It's not quite as loud. So it's going to adjust. It's going to compensate. It's going to hear these different sounds.
Correct.
And compensate and bring down the noise level. But yet then as the noise level decreases, then it may not have to compensate as much, which is going to give you maybe more clarity and maybe just a better sound.
It does that, and what it also allows us to do, being digital, we essentially have different filters inside the headset. So a lot of pilots like to, for example, when they're waiting to take off, they like to listen to some music to relax. We have a Bluetooth feature inside where you can connect your iPads, your iPods, etc., and it allows us to change the filters, giving you the music quality that Sennheiser headsets are known for in your aviation headsets, and the moment you talk to ATC, you will get a filter that is optimized for speech. That is something that you cannot do if you don't have a digital technology. We are able to do that because we take advantage of that digital signal processor, and that allows us to adapt depending on what you listen to. So it's not only a safety feature, but it's also mm-hmm. a comfort and essentially an entertainment feature that we have in there that pilots can take advantage of.
Excellent, and that's Bluetooth. So you don't even have to hook up any cables between the iPad, for example, and the headset.
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
And so then it will also then it just tones down when ATC comes on. It kind of
automatically
the volume.
Switches the volume off, actually, so you won't even hear anything anymore of your music. You will get full focus on your ATC broadcast at that moment. That's a safety feature that we need to have in there because mm-hmm. we want pilots to be able to listen to what tower is talking about.
Obviously, so they don't miss calls. Now, what
Absolutely.
About en route? Sometimes there'll be a lot of chatter, just, you know, the normal aircraft to ATC, which may not be talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So then if they're hearing their music every time someone keys up ATC or another aircraft, then is it going to cancel the music or is it just going to tone it down?
No, it is going to cancel it. We opted for that because that's a safety feature that we feel is more important than being able to listen to music. So we don't want to encourage pilots to listen
Absolutely.
To music.
Absolutely, safety is important. And I ask that because I think that's a question that I've heard myself. People mm-hmm. ask me, I hear them, some of the viewers out there, they're asking, what is it going to happen when ATC comes on? Is it going to cut out the music or not? And
yes, it is.
And everything.
It is, because you never know. It might be a call. Obviously, the headset is not intelligent to be able to decide what's being said on ATC, if it's addressing you or if it's not addressing mm-hmm. you. So that's a safety feature that we did implement, and we feel very strongly about that.
But I think there's also another great feature with the Sennheiser that you can also connect a Bluetooth to your, if you happen to have like a smartphone with a Bluetooth capability. So if you're on the ground and you need to actually use the phone,
you can.
You know, you won't have to stick the phone up underneath your headset, which
Correct.
I can say that I've had to do before to mm-hmm. get a clearance or avoid time, something like that. You can actually just use it with the comfort of the headset,
mm-hmm.
talk on your phone, then you shut your phone off when it's time to go flying, but that gives you a nice feature.
Yeah.
That not all headsets can provide.
Indeed, and that's the beautiful thing about the Bluetooth protocol, is because it doesn't matter what you connect to it. Anything that transmits an audio signal will come across the headset. So even if nowadays people play little games on their mm-hmm. phones, for example, you will get that audio transmitted as well. And we're actually working on something that is really interesting at the moment, which is a something audible checklists. So that's something that is still a little bit in the future. But we've been working with a flight planning company called iFlight Planner.
Yes.
And we came up with an iPad application together that allows you to plan your flights. And we wanted to find something that takes good advantage of the Bluetooth capability and links those two applications together. And audible checklist essentially allowing you to go step by step through a checklist with audio commands is something that our headset supports because of the Bluetooth protocol. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we're working on at the moment and that the viewers can look forward to in the future. Would really enhance the flight experience as well and the safety component.
Well, you've said two things. It's going to enhance the experience because it's not like they're going to, I lost my checklist.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have it because, you know, nowadays with the advent of the iPad and all the different applications for the iPad, whether it's navigation, weather, traffic.
Right.
And there are checklist applications that can be stored on the iPad. And if you have the iPad with you, which you are, mm-hmm. you're always going to have that with you. My checklist just fell underneath the seat and I don't have it. So they've got the ability to be able to pull up the checklist and the safety, because we all know how important it is to use the checklist and, you know, not forget items. So that's going to be exciting to see that.
And it's hands-free. That's the beautiful thing about it. You have your iPad lying next to you. You got your headset on, so you can control everything via voice commands. And that's really the step that we wanted to implement. And we're really excited about this. We're looking forward to this coming to market.
That is going to be exciting as well. As having been a pilot for a long time and, you know, going through all the different eras of flying and some of the different technology that's come out, that's an exciting one. I'm looking forward to seeing that as well.
Look forward to AirVenture. That's when we're planning on launching it.
Excellent. So now we know, the viewers can look, and they can also probably kind of follow this with on the Sennheiser website. Are they going to have some information about that?
We don't really want to go into details yet, so this is a sneak preview that I've given your viewers right now.
Okay, excellent.
But look forward at AirVenture. That's when we're going to be announcing all the details for this.
Well, you know what? That's a reason for the viewers to go to AirVenture.
Absolutely.
And definitely look up the Sennheiser tent.
We would love that, yes.
Well, good. This general aviation, this product, the S1 is mm-hmm. what it's called, then there's a lot of exciting features with it that's, sounds to me, having used some other products, that this is kind of the leading edge of the headset technology.
We like to believe it is, yes.
Well, that's what I'm, and as an outsider, you know, no dog in the hunt here, I can tell you that it sounds like that there's some pretty good features that I think I need to check into.
Well, we've got some really smart German engineers working in the background, and that's why we're able to provide this technology to the pilot community.
Well, that's excellent, because, you know, all of our pilots, whether they fly just, you know, on the weekends as just recreational pilots, or if they fly every day like I do, it is important to have good sound and good hearing protection and some of these other qualities, because I can tell you, you know, flying every day, it can really make a difference in your health, and your health relates to safety, you know. So
exactly,
I'm pretty excited about this. I'm going to be looking into this a little bit more.
Please do.
The general aviation is, we've kind of covered it, you know. Is there anything more about the general aviation that you want to bring to the viewers and talk about?
Yes, we have a really exciting program, and this ties in with something that was actually announced yesterday. Sennheiser is a proud supporter now of EAA's Eagle Flight program. We started 2 years ago a program called Live Your Dream. And Live Your Dream is designed to make aviation more accessible to anybody with an interest in learning how to fly. The entire industry, and I'm sure all the other guests have mentioned this, everybody's interest is just to get as many pilots as possible up into the air.
Yes.
We wanted to contribute our share to this as well. So the Live Your Dream program is essentially designed to give out scholarships, both in terms of financial contributions as well mm-hmm. as in-kind products that we've been able to get from our sponsors. There's other sponsors involved in this program as well. That takes the process of learning how to fly one step closer to people. And this is all about telling us. There's a website, Sennheiser-liveyourdream.com. People interested in this can sign up to the program and can tell us why it is their dream to become a pilot. And we have a committee of very proficient aviators, ranging from airline pilots to aerobatics pilots, who review these entries on a regular basis. And the most, the most outstanding ones on a monthly basis get chosen and get awarded a scholarship. We've given away 8 scholarships in 2011, 8 in 2012, and we're planning on another 8 this year. And this ties in really nicely nicely with the Eagle Flight program from EAA, which we've just started to support, because that's essentially what that program is about as well. It's about making aviation more accessible, giving people something to look forward to, putting in a milestone program, which keeps people engaged in the process of getting their pilot certificate. So these two programs, the Live Your Dream program and the Eagle Flight program, we believe it's a good fit, and that's why we're really excited to support EAA, and especially the chapter network that EAA has, to make this happen.
That's excellent. But see, that's part of, you know, Sennheiser going from just audio into the aviation market. Mm-hmm. They're taking the right steps to do that. That's obvious that they're really making that that necessary move, and that's great. So now the scholarship program, is it open to anyone? Is it just for young adult, you know, young children or adults? Anyone that wants to learn to fly?
It's open to the youngest 70-year-olds and the oldest 18-year-olds.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. And now the scholarship, if, say, in the past, some of the scholarships that have been awarded, does that give them people probably want to know, well, what does a scholarship mean? Is it like a partial a partial help, you know, some support towards one of the a certain local flight schools, or how do they?
No, it's essentially a $1,500 financial contribution, mm-hmm, towards your flight training, as well as various in-kind prizes like a flight simulator from SciTech. King Schools is donating some courses. Mm-hmm. There's various prizes involved, which basically bring you that one step closer, get you over that initial hurdle to getting your pilot certificate.
But that's a great contribution, you know.
$1,500,
that's
really
a lot
does.
Of money.
Yep.
You know,
it's,
that
it's
is.
Essentially 10 flight lessons. I mean, 10 hours in the air.
Absolutely, and that goes a long way. That's
it does.
A great thing. That's a really good thing. So that's part of the Eagles, the EA Eagles.
Well, it's the Live Your Dream program is Sennheiser's own program, but we feel that it matches really well with what EAA does with the Eagle Flight program.
So. I see. So it kind of parallels that.
It does. It does.
Excellent.
Indeed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some good things on the general aviation side. But now Sennheiser is also in the, if you would, the professional side too.
Correct.
Coming into headsets. What are the differences?
Well, it's essentially the level of noise cancellation and the comfort level of the headset. The airline cockpit, as you know, is a lot quieter than most of the general aviation, mm-hmm, cockpits. So what airline pilots look for is a very lightweight but still very well attenuating headsets. And that's essentially what our Pro range of headsets does. They're not as heavy because they don't have a passive attenuating component as much as the general aviation headset. But they really focus on just the active noise cancellation component. So our Pro headsets do exactly that. They focus on the comfort level, being very lightweight, but still giving the professional pilot who spends hours and hours in the cockpit a very comfortable way. And we want to encourage pilots to keep their headsets on. I mean, we both know that it's very common practice from airline pilots. Once they reach cruising altitude, the headset gets flipped off. That's why we have so many pilots that suffer from hearing loss later on. So we try to design our headsets in a way that it makes it possible for people to keep that headset
on. And they want to keep it on.
Right,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So now, do those come in like an earmuff style, or is it more like the old, just very real small headset?
No, it is an over-the-ear headset. So,
so it still gives them that still cuts out some of the noise and
correct.
Isolates
correct.
That.
But we do have some really innovative features in that as well. One of them is our talk-through function, because we both know that it's very important for the captain and the FO mm-hmm. to be able to talk to each other. And so our talk-through function essentially lets pilots do that. It opens up a circuitry and has a microphone right next to the FO so that people, the pilot and the FO can talk together without having to take off the headset.
That's excellent. That's mm-hmm. that's what you need to do. So
yep.
we've learned a lot about Sennheiser with the general aviation and over on the corporate side and professional side. And we appreciate you coming out, Chris.
Rick, thanks so much for having us.
Yes, absolutely. And we're looking forward to that. You know, our viewers, we need to go to the Sennheiser website, and we're going to learn more. And we got some exciting things to see in the future.
We certainly do.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, I'm your host, Rich Weber, with the Florida Aviation Network. It's Sun and Fun. We've got more to come. Stay tuned. We've got some more guests coming that you're going to have some informative and interesting talks with.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.